我们还有十分钟，我们来看五六七。
So we have 10 more minutes. So let's look at chapter 5, 6, and 7.
Next slide. 那五六七呢，在谈到这个更美的大祭司。
So in 5, 6, and 7 talks about a better high priest.
他大概谈几点呢？
And it talks about a few points.
大祭司的一个职分是什么
？The stewardship of a high priest.
那这个耶稣成为大祭司，他是一个什么样成为一个大祭司的
？And Jesus became the high priest.
是照着麦基洗德的等次。
After the order of Melchizedek.
那是有两件永不改变的事情被立做大祭司的。
And two unchangeable things to set up this high priest.
因为耶稣是大祭司，所以我们就有更美的盼望。
Because the Lord Jesus is the high priest, we can have a better hope.
这基本上是五六七在跟我们教导的。
This is what in chapter 5, 6, and 7 teach us.
我们来看大祭司的职分。Next slide.
So let's look at the stewardship of a high priest.
大祭司职分是怎么回事呢
？What is the stewardship of a high priest?
首先，他告诉我们，他是一个尊荣的职分。
First, it tells us that it's honorable stewardship.
我们来看希伯来书的第五章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 5.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第五章第四节。
Chapter 5, verse 4.
五章四节。
Chapter 5, verse 4.
公姐妹，请你读。所以这边提到大祭司的尊荣，所以这个职分本身是尊荣的。
So here it says the honor. So this stewardship is honorable.
你看了，为了显示这个亚伦职分的尊荣神特别给这个亚伦做一个很漂亮的祭司袍
So in order to show the how honorable high priest is, God had especially made for Aaron a robe.
那到新约时代呢，我们要承认职分本身是尊贵的。
So in the New Testament, we have to confess that the stewardship is honorable.
因为它是神所设立的。
Because it was ordained by God.
神要用职分来工作。
And God ordained this person to serve.
你看，你会觉得以利眼睛昏花以利这个人呢？好像眼睛昏花看不清楚
and for Eli whose eyes was very dim he could not see
但是他有大祭司的他有大祭司的职分
but because he was the high priest
所以他嘴巴祝福那个哈拿的话你平平安回去吧愿神照你所求的给你哈拿平安回去 就生孩子了
So when he blesses Hannah saying that may the Lord grant you what you pray for then when Hannah went home she conceived
所以虽然他这个人可能是眼睛昏花就是好像这个人本身不是那么刚强
And even though it seems that he as a person was not very strong
但是呢他的职分神借着他的职分来祝福
But God because of his stewardship God blessed through him.
你还知道那个把耶稣钉十字架那个大祭司叫应该叫亚拿尼亚是吧？有个大祭司
And there was a high priest, that ordained Jesus to death.
那他神也借着他的话跟他讲说，一人替众人死，众人可以得平安这个神借着他大祭司的职分说出这样的一个道理出来
And God through this high priest said that through one man, all shall be saved.
圣经上特别讲，因为他是当祭司的所以神用他的职分说话。
And the Bible especially said that because he was a high priest, that God spoke through him.
所以今天我们有职分的人我们要敬重这样的一个职分。
So for those of us who have a stewardship, we have to honor this stewardship.
我们来看哥林多前书四章七节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
四章七节。
Chapter 4 verse 7.
对不起，哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
四章七节。
Chapter 4 verse 7. Let's read verse 1, then 7.
这个叫张秋姐妹是不是？还没找到，那隔壁的帮一下忙，淑珍姐妹。我们蒙神的怜悯，有时候主耶稣会托付我们工作，给我们一个职分。
So by God's mercy, we receive this ministry.
但是不要丧胆哦。
But do not lose heart.
第七节
，seven，
请继续读。宝贝就是职分的。
So this treasure is this ministry.
瓦器就是我们。
And the vessel is us.
我们人很软弱。
We are weak.
职分很尊贵。
But the stewardship is important.
神要借着职分来显出莫大的能力。
But God's power will be manifested through this treasure.
那我们所做的是出于神，不是出于我们呢
？So what we do is from God, not from us.
那这个职分呢，是没有人可以自取的。
And no one can take away this ministry.
我们再回来希伯来书哦。
Let's turn back to Hebrews.
希伯来书的第四章。第五章
Hebrews chapter 5
第五章的第四节说这大祭司的尊荣没有人可以自取唯要蒙神所召
Verse 4 No one takes his honor to himself but he who is called by God just as Aaron was
那今天哦我们在座的弟兄姐妹啊，有一天如果教会要让你当执事啊
If any of the brothers and sisters here, if the church ordains you as a deacon,
你不要上胆啊,
then do not lose heart.
这个东西哦，这个职分的东西哦，是那个执事本身的原文就是仆人。
Because the original word for deacon is a servant.
神让你来当众人的仆人，你愿意吗？
God calls you to be a servant to the congregation. Will you be willing?
最近这个真的听到说有人要被立当执事，他睡不着觉嘞。
Recently, I heard that a member was about is going to be ordained as a deacon, and they could not sleep. Because they feel that they are not good enough.
有这样的心态反而好了哈。
So it's good to have this kind of heart.
但是我们要记得刚刚那个圣经跟我们讲说不要上胆。
But the Bible tells us to not lose heart.
你要知道这个东西不是我们自己争取来的。
We have to know that this does not come from men.
教会所有的职分哦，争取到最后都是不好的。
And all the ministries in church, it is not, we do not try to get it for ourselves.
你看可拉想要取这个这个职分啊。
Just like how Korah wanted this stewardship for himself.
到最后那个地分开地分开，把那个可拉一党的人通通吞下去了。
And in the end, the earth opened and swallowed Korah and his.
这是一个故事来让我们得学习的。
So this story was to teach us.
那所以我们要不要去争取啦
So we do not fight for this ministry.
因为我们在神学院呢，有时候会听到一些故事。
Because in theological training, we hear stories.
但为了教导我们，有时候一些故事是负面的。
And in order to teach us, some of these stories are negative.
那有时候在弟兄姐妹面前讲，有时候也不太好意思这样子。
And sometimes it's we don't share it with our brothers and sisters.
但这个故事对我来讲有一个很大的警戒效果，所以我在这边跟大家分享。
But this story had taught me a great lesson, so I will share.
就是职分这种东西哈，你不要去争啊。
That is, we do not fight to get the stewardship.
他说在台湾有一个事情。
And there was an incident in Taiwan.
有一次啊，那个就是。有一个人呢没有被分派到某一个工作一个重要的工作。
There was a member who was not assigned as a very important holy work.
那其他周围的人呢就替他抱不平啊。
Then the people around him started to fight for him.
觉得你怎么这个人你不给他做这个工作呢
？And they said, how come you do not give him this holy work?
后来就跑到总会去吵。
And then they went to the IA to complain.
我听那个长老这样讲，他说呢，因为乡下人嘛，哈，很会骂脏话。
And because they are from the villages, then the elders said that they said very bad words.
他们用 foul language 嘛，哈。
They use foul language.
那人家总会在开会的时候，他就冲进去，他说：“你们总会负责人怎么这样？这个人这么好，你们怎么这样这样那样？”哈，然后就开始指着人，然后开始骂脏话这样。
And while the IA members were having a meeting, they would rush in.And say foul languages and say, why did you not assign this person?
讲完之后就倒下去了嘞。
And after they said these things, he fell.
被抬出去了。
And he was carried out.
没有死了。
He didn't die.
但是就这样子倒下去了。
But he fell.
所以 he fell down. 这个教会的工作，我们有时候真的，有时候你有心，有心要做什么，我们也要谦卑的等待。
So even if we do have the heart to do something, we have to wait.
教会的事情都可以大家彼此商量啦。
Because the things of the church we should all talk about.
教会最渴慕的、最希望有的就是有更多的弟兄姐妹一起来工作哦。
What the church desires is that more brothers and sisters come together and work.
但是这个职分的东西不要自己争取。
But we do not fight for stewardship.
你看，亚撒龙想要自己当王。
Like how Absalom wanted to be king for himself.
教会到最后的结果大家都知道啊。
But we know the ending.
那个他自己也没有。亚沙龙这一辈子肯定没有想到他是那样被杀死的。
Absalom would have never imagined that he would die in that way.
他最以为自傲的地方就是他的头发。
What he pride himself most over is his hair.
一年才剪一次。
And he only cuts it once a year.
那不晓得有多长哦。
So we don't know how long it was.
你们当中有没有人看过一年没有剪头发到底有多长？来，我们这边有 Jeff 一年没有剪头发会有多长
？So how, if you don't cut your hair in one year, how long would it be?
十二公分而已啊，十二公分多长？这么长，十二公分。
So it'll be 12 inches.
一年没有剪头发。
So if you don't cut your hair in a year, that's how long it will be.
那个亚撒龙的头发就被树枝缠住了。
So Absalom's hair was caught by the trees.
我不晓得我的手有多长。那个我猜了，这是我每次读到这我就猜，那个树枝哦，一定是他手摸不到的地方，他头发就这样吊着。
So you can imagine that the branch is higher than the length of his arm.
如果因为你知道那个古代的人会打仗，都好像现在运动家，如果那个哈、哦、手可以够到那树枝哈、哦，他可以像猴子一翻就翻上去了嘛。
Because if he
荡荡荡，然后就翻上去，对不对
？Because when if he was stuck and he could reach it with his hand, then he would probably pull himself up.
那大概就可以找到什么东西，然后自己就把自己处理好。他就是那个头发一定长到哈、哦，长到勾到树枝，他手都没有办法做什么。
So his hair was probably so long that he could not reach it by his hand.
所以他就荡在这个空中，他什么地方都摸不到了。
So he was hanging in the air and he could not reach for anything.
真的在那个地方，我们中国话说叫天天不应，叫地地不灵。
So in Chinese is that even we ask the heaven or the earth to help, then no one can help you.
那到最后耶押的人来就把他给杀了。
Then later the man of Joab came to kill him.
他为了要当王，想要杀他老像他老爸，你看。
In order for him to become king, he wanted to kill his father.
为了要当王跟他老爸睡的太太睡觉，你看四个太太睡觉。
In order for him to become king, he slept with his father's concubine.
这是乱伦呢、啊，就是为了要当王，就是要告诉全国人，我跟我老爸是一割两断的啦，绝对是。有他就没有我了。
And that is to tell the whole nation that he had nothing to do with his father.
即使这样争，神不愿意。你怎么争，你都没有想到，你竟然会这样死掉啊
！And even if he fights for it, if it's not God's will, then he will die.
所以职分没有一个是可以那个 position 啊，王或是职尊贵的职，没有一个是可以自己取的。
So no one can fight
在神的国度里面啊。
So in God's kingdom, you cannot fight for God's position or stewardship.
我明天再继续来。
So let's continue share tomorrow.
我们一起来祷告。感谢主，我们这次谈的是希伯来书。
So thank God, this time we are studying the book of Hebrews.
它的结构就它主要的信息是谈到一个更美、更多、更好。
And the main topic is to be a better, a higher, and a greater, more.
我们要超越，我们要 cross over， 我们要从一个旧约到新约。
And we need to cross over from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
从律法到恩典。
From the law to grace.
我们要度过这个。困难的大河
and we need to overcome this river of difficulty.
说明信仰都要更进一步
and so our faith must increase.
第一章、第二章谈到耶稣比天使更好
In chapters 1 and 2, it refers to how Jesus is better than the angels.
第三章、第四章谈到耶稣比摩西更好
In chapters 3 and 4, it says that Jesus was better than Moses.
五六七提到耶稣是一个更好的、更美的大祭司
For chapters 5, 6, and 7, it is that he is a better high priest.
九跟十谈到耶稣带来更美的约
For 9 and 10, is that he brings about a better covenant.
对不对一二三四五六七八九哈，八九是更好的约。
Sorry, 8 and 9 is about a better covenant.
那第十是更美的祭。
And chapter 10 is about a better sacrifice.
十一十二是信心。
And 11 and 12 are about faith.
十三是结尾。
And 13 is the conclusion.
结束了。
And that's the end.
所以你们都有学到，对不对哈
？And so you've all learned this, correct?
我去问你们，希伯来书讲什么？要讲。都知道了，对不对
？And so if I ask you what the book of Hebrews is about, you all know.
不知道就记得希伯来就好了。希伯来书写什么？希伯来。
If you don't remember, then you just say it's about the Hebrews.
希伯来 book of Hebrew 就 learn Hebrew.
You learn Hebrew.
那希伯来什么意思
？So what does Hebrews mean?
从大河那一边过来。
It's a crossover.
那 这个是这次的主题啊，这次我们所学习。我们来看啊，五六七啊，五六七。
So we'll look at chapters 5, 6, and 7.
那这我们谈到说，这是耶稣是一个更美的大祭司。
And so here it is talking about how he is a better high priest.
那我们提到说，这个职分是没有人可以自取的。
And so this position is not one that we can just go and apply for.
我们来复习一下。
Let us review.
希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
啊，这里谈到这个人间的大祭司啊。
Here it talks about the high priest.
啊，第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
啊，第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
五章一节，因为时间的关系，可能我自己念的了哈。
And so for time's sake, I will just read it myself.
我看哪个打瞌睡，我就叫他念这样。
And if I see somebody falling asleep, I may call on them to read.
啊，开玩笑的哈。
Just kidding.
你如果打瞌睡的时候举个手，我会越讲越小声就是了。
And then if you are falling asleep, raise your hand. I'll start speaking softer.
让你好好睡就是了。
So that you can sleep better.
开玩笑的哦。来，第五章第一节，凡从人间挑选的大祭司，是奉派替人办属神的事，为要献上礼物和赎罪祭。进入。
Verse one, for every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins.
所以人间的大祭司也要挑选。
And so for the high priest that is taken from among men, he must also be chosen and appointed.
他要是亚伦的子孙。
He must be from the descendants of Aaron.
从利未支派出来。
Out of the tribe of Levi.
他要为百姓献上赎罪祭跟礼物。
And he is to offer up the sacrifice for atonement and the
gifts. 因为他本身是人呢。
And because he himself is a man,
所以第二节,
in verse 2,
他能体谅那愚蒙的和失迷的人，因为他自己也是被软弱所困。
Verse 2, he can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also subject to weakness.
耶稣为什么要成为人呢？
Why is it that Jesus had to become man?
他就是要来了解你的感受。
So that he could understand how we feel.
就如同大祭司本身也是人。
Just like the high priest is also a man.
他能够体谅人为什么会犯罪，为什么会迷失。
So they can understand why man will sin and will go astray.
所以他要为先自己来赎罪。
And then so he must first atone for his own sins.
第三节,
Verse 3.
故此他理当为百姓和自己献赎罪祭。
Because of this, he is required as for the people, so also for himself to offer sacrifices for sins.
他自己要先来洁净，才能够来为百姓来献祭。
He must first cleanse himself so he can make sacrifices for the people.
那主耶稣本身被证明他是洁净的。
And so Jesus Christ himself, he was proved to be holy, to be sinless.
他出生没有罪。
When he was born, he did not have sin.
因为他是圣灵怀孕的。
Because he was brought about through the Holy Spirit.
任何人只要是从亚当这个后代出来的。
Any man who comes from the descendants of Adam.
因为罪从一个人进入世界。
And because sin entered the world through one man.
亚当犯罪。
Because Adam sinned.
众人就在罪中生的。
Then all of us are born into sin.
所以如果第一粒的种子是苦瓜，接下来的苦瓜都是苦的啦。
And then so if the first seed is bitter, then all the resulting fruit will be bitter.
所以耶稣不能从这个 family, 不能从这个枝出来。
And so Jesus cannot come out of this branch of this family.
所以他从圣灵怀孕。
So he must have been brought about by the Holy Spirit.
所以他没有原罪。
And so he did not have this original sin.
你怎么知道他没有本罪呢？
How do we know he did not have this original sin?
他挑战当时代听他福音的人这样说。
And he once told the people who was listening.
他说你们当中可以指出谁有可以指出我有罪来。
He said, if one of you can point out the sins that I have.
没有人说话。
And nobody said anything.
你们当中谁敢讲这个话？
Who among you would dare to say something like this?
你敢站起来，然后对大家讲。
If you would dare to stand up and say to everyone.
你们当中谁敢指出我有罪？
Who dares to say that I have sinned?
那敢这样说的请举手。
If you dare to say this, please raise your hand.
Paul, 要举手。抓痒。
He's just scratching.
我真的不敢讲这个话呢。
And I do not dare to say this.
我如果讲说你们当中谁指出我有罪，我太太第一个举手。
And if I ask you guys to tell me what sins do I have, my wife will be the first to raise her hand.
耶稣敢讲，因为他知道自己没有罪。
But Jesus dared to say this because he knew that he did not have any sin.
门徒也为主耶稣做见证。
And the disciples also testified on behalf of Jesus Christ.
被威威啊，他被害不说威吓的话，被骂不还口。
That's when he was that he never replied and he never said anything against those who persecuted him.
啊，连定他的那个百夫长都说，这真是一个义人。
And even the centurion who crucified him said that truly this was a righteous man.
啊，所以啊，耶稣不用先为自己来赎罪。
And so Jesus Christ does not need to first atone for his own sins.
人间的大祭司需要为自己来赎罪。
But this high priest from mankind must first atone for their own sins.
第五章第四节。
5:4
这大祭司的尊荣没有人可以自取，唯要蒙神所召，像亚伦一样。
Verse 4, and no man takes this honor to himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron was.
我们提到职分是尊荣的。
When we say that this position, it is very, it is glorious.
神要借着职分来祝福人。
And God wants to use these positions, to bless mankind.
有时候我们想，我们传道人帮人家按手，我们怎么有资格帮人家按手呢？
And so sometimes, as a minister, we may wonder how is it that we have the right to lay hands
我们做一个人
to pray for people.
我们跟弟兄姐妹是一样的。
And we are also men. We are the same as brothers and sisters.
但是主耶稣给我们这个职分。
But God has given us this position.
主耶稣要借这个职分来祝福人。
And He wants to use this position to bless others.
我常常想，不是我们在按手，是主耶稣的职分在按手。
And so it is not us who is laying hands, but it is this position from God that is laying hands.
所以这个叫做宝贝在瓦器里面。
And so this is saying that you have
a treasure in an earthen vessel. 要显出神莫大的能力。
And to show God's great power.
宝贝就是职分。
And this precious item, it is the position. This treasure, it is this position.
那个瓦器就是人啊。
And this vessel, it is mankind.
所以这个职分本身是尊贵的。
And so this position, it is very precious.
我们当传道的也要敬重传道这个职分。
And so as a minister, we must hold on to this position of a minister.
是我自己要尊重这个职分。
It is that I must respect this position.
那所以大家都不要来争取教会的工作，就是说我要做负责人，我要做阿姨老师，我要做这个，我要做那个。
And so we should not go and say that I want to do this position in the church.
我们准备好了。
When we are ready,
神就要用我们。
When we are prepared, then God will use us. 即使
我们在教会不一定有所谓教会里面的职分。
And so in the church, we may not have a specific position.
今天早上我们读到了，我们就是君尊的祭司。
And this morning we talked about how we are a royal priesthood.
主耶稣要用你在这个世上做光做盐。
And God wants us to be on the world. He wants us to be the light and the salt.
你就是他的大使。
And that we are His
ambassador.
We are His ambassadors.
你是神的儿子。
We are the children of God.
这个就是最大的职分啊。
This is the greatest position.
所以我们这个也是主耶稣拣选你的，也不是你自己取的啦。
And this is something that Jesus chose us for. It's not something that we applied for.
所以我们要尽力的在世界上做光做盐。
And so we must use all of our strength to be the light and salt of this world.
这是我们谈到大祭司的职分。
And so this is talking about the position of a high priest.
Next slide. 那大祭司是为人赎罪的。
And so the high priest is to atone for the man.
那主耶稣怎么样能够真的走到真的能够为人赎罪这一条路呢？
And so how is it that Jesus could go on this path for redemption of sins?
我们早祷会说过了，他就是走过这个十字架痛苦的道路。
And then this morning we talked about how it is because he goes through the crucifixion on the cross.
我们再复习一下。
We'll review once again.
第五章的第七节到第十节。
Chapter 5, verse 7 through 10.
五章的七节到十节。
Chapter 5, verse 7 through 10.
基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。请读。
Verse 7, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear.
背十字架被钉死的道路是痛苦的道路。
And so this road of carrying the cross and being crucified, it is a painful road.
他能够成为这一个尊荣的大祭司，他要走过这一条路。
And to become this position of a high priest, he needed to cross this path.
所以今天我们要为神所用，有时候神也会让你吃一点苦。
And so today, when we want to be used by God, sometimes we will also have to deal with some bitter
moments. 我们在立执事之前，或是执事之前呢，我们要看看他有没有试验过，在试验过程当中有没有成功。
And then so before we ordain ministers, we have to see if how they go through different trials.
其实在试验过有没有成功。
And if they succeed in going through trials.
这个是圣经上告诉我们，所以神要用一个人之前哦，一定会熬炼他啦。
And so before God uses a person, He will test them.
连神主耶稣都要走十字架的道路啊。
Even Jesus Christ had to go on the road to the cross.
那今天主耶稣如果要让你更好。
And so today, if Jesus Christ wants you to be better,
要让你做花更大的光，做更好的盐。
If He wants you to shine shine brighter and to be better salt.
他也要熬炼你像啊。熬炼金金一样啊。
Then he will also test you just as fire is burned in the burn.
所以你才能够成为一个神有用的器皿。
And so that we can become a vessel that is useful in the eyes of God.
所以耶稣才能够成为永远得救的根源啊。
And then so that Jesus can become this fount, the spring of the author of eternal salvation.
那我们再来读第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
第五章第八节。
Chapter 5 verse 8.
他虽为儿子，还是因为受苦的。手受的苦难学了顺从。
Verse 8, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
儿子，他就是神来到人间了，成为子。
He is the son. He is the, God who came into this world.
他可以选择出生在这个王宫里面。
He could choose to be born in a palace.
我有时候想一个问题啊，你想想看，所罗门王哦，可不可能替人类背十字架？
And then so I wonder sometimes, do you think that King Solomon would carry a cross for mankind?
我觉得他大概不一定有办法做得到，因为那个太苦了。
I think he may not be able to do it because it is too difficult.
那个含金汤匙长大的哦，有时候吃不了苦。
And he was a person who was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, and he may not be able to have any suffering.
为什么主耶稣要生长在木匠的家庭？
And so why is it that Jesus was born into the house of a carpenter?
当时算是穷苦人家。
At that time, they were considered to be extremely poor.
孔夫子说：“我少无少也为贱，故多能鄙视。”我年轻。
And then so Confucius had said that because when he was young, he was in a very humble position, so he can do anything.
一个人如果含金汤匙长大，没有吃过苦，细皮嫩肉，我们说这个是草莓族了。
And then so if a person is born with a silver spoon in their mouth and they don't ever suffer anything, we say that they are the strawberry generation.
没有办法吃苦的啊。
They are unable to take any suffering.
啊，所以他很难顺从啊。
And so it's very difficult for them to
be submissive. 第八节说耶稣呢，因受的苦难呢，学的顺从。
In verse 8 it says he learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
那个苦啊，顺从很难在课堂上教。那个课堂教你说哦，你要听话，你要顺从啊，回去有自己的利益，有自己的想法，有自己的野心，爸爸妈妈的话就不听了，神的话也不听了。
Obedience is very difficult to teach in the classroom. We say you need to obey, but when they go home, then they have their own ideas. We disobey our parents and we disobey God.
叫你听你老公的话。
And if I ask you to listen to what your husband says.
有时候对很多女人，尤其是哈，真的比较没有吃过苦的女人，有时候我干嘛听你的话？
And
我在家里面是天之骄女，妈妈爸爸都听我的话，我干嘛听你的话
？And then so some sisters may find it difficult. They say that I don't even listen to my parents at home. They listen to me. Why should I listen to my husband?
顺服真的很难呐。
And so to be obedient, this is a very difficult thing.
有时候我们当兵哦，我们说军人呐、啊，服从是军人的天职啊，军人第一要紧就是要服从。
And then so for those who join the army, we first say that one of the first rules is to always submit.
那他让你怎么顺服呢
？How did they let you submit？
他一来就帮你剃光头。
When you first come, they shave your head。
那没有人间的荣耀啊。
Then you don't have any glory in this world。
然后再来就是雕舞蹲跳、伏地挺身、仰卧起坐，这个五千公尺啊，提枪跑步。
And then they make you do all of these exercises, push-ups, sit-ups, running.
让你做到你要吐啊。
And you do it until you are going to vomit.
那个十点让你睡觉，十二点吹那个集合令，那个三分钟之内联集合场紧急集合。
And then in the middle of the night they'll blow a trumpet and say in 3 minutes be ready in your ranks.
快的当心，慢的倒霉。
And then so if you're early then good, if you're late then bad luck for you.
真的有人就慢啦，慢的先伏地挺身五十下。
And then so for those who are late, then they say 50 push-ups.
然后就一直骂你哦。
And then they continue to scold you.
骂你觉得你好像一条猪或是狗啊，他就是让你觉得你没有人性，没有尊严。
And they yell at you like you are a pig or a dog, that you have no dignity whatsoever.
哦，真的，刚开始当兵的时候很苦啊。
And so when you go into the army, it is very difficult.
你很气啊。
And you are very angry.
你是谁啊？
Who are you?
有枪真的很想拿起来射击呢，
and you,
打死这个长官呢。
You have a gun, you want to shoot them.
可是如果没有这样子给你吃苦，你真的不会听话。
But if you do not go through this type of difficult training, you will not submit.
你不会成熟啊。
You will not become mature.
所以我常常觉得哦，吃苦其实对我来讲，当兵那段时间帮助我成熟也是相当好的一。
And so I think that when I was in the army, it was a very good time to help me mature.
你就觉得人原来真的是在一种制度下面哦，自己真的不如一条猪一条狗啦。
That in that position, you will realize that you are no better than a dog or a pig.
人家说什么，你知道做什么啦。
And whatever anybody says, you will do.
啊，因为你吃过苦头啦。
Because you have tasted this bitterness.
所以弟兄姐妹，有一个专家在讲哦。
And so there is an expert who says.
你越能干哦。你越能干哦，你的儿子就越软弱。
That the more ability you have, the weaker your children will be.
你越软弱哦，你的孩子就越能干。
And the weaker you are, then the stronger your children will be.
所以即使你也能干，你在孩子面前不要表现，你要表现得很软弱。
And so even if you are very able in the eyes of your children, you must become more weak.
啊，比如一个妈，这个专家这样讲，她是个妈妈了哦。
And so this expert, she says.
那以前爸爸在家都会帮她煮饭呐，因为她职业妇女啊。
That's when
She's a professional woman.
So she,
because,
because she was a professional woman, then her husband would cook for her. Her husband went on a business trip.
儿子啊，怎么办？妈妈不太会煮饭呢。
She said to her son, "Son, what do we do? I don't know how to cook."
我们今天晚上吃什么啊？
What are we going to eat tonight?
儿子就说，妈妈不用担心，我帮你。
And the son said, "Don't worry, I will help you."
我会做的跟爸爸一样好。
I will cook just as well as dad.
哎，那儿子就慢慢学会煮饭呢。
And then so the son learned how to cook.
啊，等一下，妈妈出去走夜路会害怕，怎么办？
And then later, the mom says, "I want to go for a walk, but I'm afraid. What do I do?"
儿子说，妈妈你不用担心，我帮你。
The son says, "Don't be afraid." I will help you.
我走前面，我保护你。
I'll walk in front of you. I will protect you.
如果有野狗来叫你，我去追它，打它。
If there's a dog that comes, I will scold it.
你如果越所以那个专家讲说，你如果让它就是多经历一点哦，它真的。他会越来越优秀了。
And so this expert says that the more you allow them to experience, the better they will become.
所以有时候你越宠爱他，你是越害他了。
And then so sometimes when the more you spoil them, the more you are harming them.
真的，你要试着让他吃一点苦头。
So truly, you must allow them to suffer some.
我读过一篇文章。
I read this article.
他说日本人呢，有一家日本人，那个下雪天呢，在把小朋友捉来井旁洗井水啊。
And then so that they, in the very cold weather, they would take this child and go to the well and wash the child.
为什么要这样做呢？
Why?
我就看到那个美国的海军陆战队啊 ，SEAL.
And then so I saw it was talking about the Navy SEALs.
他们是怎么样？在很冷的冬天，大家都躺在海边呐、啊。
That in a very cold winter, they go and they lie on the beach to allow the water to wash over them.
这个就是要磨练一种刚强的意志力啊。
And this is to train them to be stronger.
啊，所以哦，圣经上讲说，耶稣不是因为他学到什么东西哦，他来学会顺服。他是因为苦难而学会了顺服啊。
So here the Bible doesn't say that he learned something so that he learned to be obedience, but he learned it by his suffering.
所以我们常常说弟兄姐妹，如果主耶稣给你苦难，我们说你不要问为什么，你要感谢。
And then so brothers and sisters, we say that when God gives us trials, that we should not ask why, but we should give thanks.
患难会生忍耐啊。
That these trials, they will bring forth patience.
忍耐会生老练，老练是 character.
And patience brings forth character.
你要有好的 character, 你要有好的灵性。
And then you want good character to have a good spirit.
那神就从苦难开始来熬你哦。
And this starts with the training by suffering.
所以耶稣因为经过苦难啊，顺服成为大祭司。
And so Jesus Christ, because through his suffering, then he learned obedience
and
become the high priest.
姐妹要听先生的话，太太要听先生的话。
And we say that the wives must listen to the husbands.
你不要以为这是软弱的行为。
Do not believe that this is a sign of weakness.
耶稣顺服，他很软弱吗？
Jesus was very submissive. Was he weak?
他没有软弱啊。
He was not weak.
他懂得去吃苦，这是一个刚强的表现。
He understood how to suffer. This is a sign of strength of his character.
所以顺服你老公不是软弱的行为，是刚强的表现。
And so to submit to your husband, this is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of strength.
圣经上讲说，爱你是为真理的缘故啊。
And then the Bible says that we love you because of the truth.
一样二书讲的哦。
In John chapter 2.
你爱你老公，听你老公，不是因为你老公，是因为神的缘故啦。
When you listen to and obey your husband, it is not because of your husband, but because of God.
所以你这样做，其实表现出你是一个很刚强的姐妹。
And so to do this, it shows that you are a very strong sister in Christ.
所以没有走过这条路，他就没有办法成为永远得救的根源。
And so if he did not do this, then he could not become the author of our eternal salvation.
我们看第九节。
We read verse 9.
第九节，第五章第九节。
Chapter 5, verse 9.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成为永远得救的根源。
Verse 9, and having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
并且照麦基洗德的等次成为大祭司。
Verse 10, called by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
所以因吃苦耶稣得福啊。
And so because he suffered, then he received blessings.
他被高举, 啊, 得荣耀,
and he was exalted and glorified to sit on the right side of God.
啊, 我们也要, 啊, 感谢, 如果吃一点苦,
and so when we suffer, we must also give thanks to God.
啊, 这边提到说, 他这个成, 啊, 照麦基洗德等式成为大祭司,
so here it says that this is, he is after the order of Melchizedek.
我们说过了, 亚伦呢, 要成为大祭司, 一定要是亚伦的子, 一定要是立位支派。
And so we said that to become a high priest, you must be a descendant of Aaron and of the Levites.
耶稣又不是这个立位支派的, 他是犹大支派的。
And so Jesus Christ was not part of the Levites, he was of Judah.
出师无名啊, 没有什么道理, 你可以成为大祭司啊。
There is no reason why he should be able to become a high priest.
啊, 这个希伯来书作者想到, 旧约有一个
And so in the book of Hebrews, the author recalls a high priest in, named Melchizedek.
圣灵感动他就说, 哦, 这个耶稣成为祭司不是照这个亚伦这一支啦, 这一支是软弱的啦, 是照麦基洗德这一支啦。
And then so the Holy Spirit moves him to say that he is not of the order of Aaron, but he is of the order of Melchizedek.
啊, 我们来看麦基洗德的故事哦。
Let's look at the story of Melchizedek.
我们看创世纪。
Look at Genesis
14章,
chapter 14.
创世纪14章。
Genesis chapter 14.
14章的17节.
Chapter 14, verse 17.
创世纪14章17节.
Chapter 14, verse 17.
亚伯兰杀败基大老马和他同盟的王回来的时候，所罗门王出来在沙谷迎接他，沙维谷就是王谷，第18节.
Verse 18.
又有沙冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接。 他是至高神的祭司 19节
19.
他为亚伯兰祝福说 愿天地的主 至高的神赐福于亚伯兰 20节
20.
至高的神把敌人交在你手中 是应当称颂的 亚伯兰就把所得的 拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德 这边提到说呢 亚伯拉罕打胜仗的时候呢，麦基洗德就来了。
Here it talks about after Abraham had fought a victorious battle, then Melchizedek came.
那从来是位分高的祝福位分低的，所以呢，这个祭司的职位位分高，所以他就给亚伯拉罕祝福。And
so this was the time then they would the person of a higher position would bless the person of a lower position, and so Melchizedek would bless Abraham.
那所以他就这个希伯来书就想到哦。 耶稣其实就是从这个这个这个这系出来的。
And so the author of Hebrews thought that Jesus comes from this order of Melchizedek.
因为他是撒冷王啊。
Because he is king of Salem.
撒冷在犹太地。
And Salem is in the Jewish land.
耶稣属于犹太支派。
And Jesus was of the Judah tribe.
那他想到耶稣跟这个麦基洗德有很多的关，有一个很大的关系。
And then so he figures that Jesus Christ and Melchizedek have a very strong relationship.
首先他是撒冷王。
First, he is the king of Salem.
撒冷什么意思？
What does Salem mean?
谁知道？
Does anybody know?
啊？ 平安。
Peace.
你会唱一首歌吗？
Do you know how to sing the song?
Shalom, my friend. Shalom, my friend. 有没有？平安。那怎么唱？中文怎么唱？ 平安啊 ，Shalom, my friend. Shalom, Shalom. 哦，有唱过了，有唱过吗
？Has anybody sung before?
那个Shalom就是平安啊。And
Shalom, it means peace.
平安哈，所以耶稣其实也就是平安的王呐。
So Jesus Christ is the King of Peace.
哦，撒冷王是就是平安的意思，耶稣是取这个字的意思啊。 耶稣本来就是要带给我们平安的啊。And
so Jesus was to bring us peace.
你们在世上有苦难, 在我里头有平安。
He says that on this world you have suffering, but in me you have peace.
耶稣这样给你应许啊。
This is what Jesus promised us.
那他用他的名字麦基洗德, 什么意思?
And so what does the name Melchizedek mean?
麦基洗德, My king is righteousness. 麦基就是我的王, 是,
Melchizedek means my king is.
Now, Said this, 洗德就是 righteous, 就是公义的、仁义的。
And Zedek is righteous.
所以麦基洗德就是我的王是仁义的。
And so Melchizedek means my king is righteous.
所以他娶他的城市，他是撒冷王，撒冷是平安的意思，所以他是平安的王，耶稣是平安的王。
So he chose the city. He is the king of Salem. He is the king of peace.
然后呢,
Jesus is the king of peace.
耶稣是仁义的王。
And so Jesus Christ is the righteous king.
他是我们的王，他是仁义的王。
He is the king of righteousness.
我们来看以赛亚书。
We look at Isaiah.
第九章第七节
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 7
第九章第七节
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 7
九章七节
chapter 9, verse 7.
以赛亚书九章七节。
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7.
九章七节，他这边提到，我们从第六节开始读，这是。
We start reading from verse 6.
预言主耶稣基督来到人间。
This is prophesying about how Jesus Christ would come to this world. 因
有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他肩上，他的名称为奇妙、测试。全能的神永在的父和平的君第七节
Verse 7.
他的政权必平安必加增无穷他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国以公平公义使国坚定稳固从今直到永远万军之主的热心必成就这事请读第七节
Verse 7. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward even forever the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this
啊，这个谈到耶稣的平安会增加哦。
Here it says that the peace of Jesus Christ will increase
他治理的国度是以公平公义啊，让他的国稳固啊。
And then he establishes it with judgment and justice
啊，所以他是公平的王公义的王他是一个仁义的王 righteous king 他是一个仁义的王、啊、
and so he is of justice and judgment he is a righteous king
再回到麦基洗德、哦、
and we come back to Melchizedek、
啊、他是撒冷王
he was the king of Salem
麦基洗德就是仁义王我王是仁义的
Melchizedek means my king is righteous
然后呢他又突然之间、哦、信上都没有介绍他爸爸妈妈是谁突然之间就出来迎接这个亚伯拉罕呐、啊、
，and then he came out all of a sudden to receive Abraham.
圣经上又说他是至高神的祭司啊
，and it also says that he is the priest of the high of the Most High King.
那因为就这个希伯来书的作者就取啊他。因为都没有家谱啊，没有家谱谈到他的事情呢、啊。
And then there is nothing about his genealogy in the Bible.
啊，所以呢，这个希伯来书有点讲，哦，他真的是从神来的，他是无父啊，他是无生的开始，无死的结束了，无父无母了。
And then so in the book of Hebrews, the author talks about how he is not, he has no beginning and no end.
来，我们来读第七章希伯来书第七章。
We read Hebrews chapter 7.
啊，第七章的第一节到第三节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verses 1 through 3.
啊，第七章的第一节到第三节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 1 through 3.
七章一节到三节。
Chapter 7 verse 1 through
3. 这麦基洗德就是撒冷王，又是至高神的祭司，本是长远为祭司的。他当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候。就迎接他给他祝福第二节
Verse 2.
亚伯拉罕也将自己所得来的取十分之一给他他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王、哦、这个 Melchizedek、哦、那个 Sedek 翻出来就是仁义王的意思他又名撒冷王就是平安王的意思第三节
Verse 3.
他无父无母无族谱无生之死无命之中乃是与神的儿子相似哦，原来哦，用他没有家谱的记载，突然出现这个事实。
And so here there was no mention of his genealogy, but all of a sudden he appears.
啊，所以这个作者就感动，谈到这个人呢，他好像是没有父亲，没有母亲呢，没有家谱，没有生的开始，没有死的结束。
And then so the author is moved to say that he was without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life.
乃是与神的儿子相似啊。
And but he was made like the Son of God.
耶稣基督正是这样子啊。
And so this is what Jesus was like.
耶稣也是无父无母，没有生的开始，没有死的结束，因为他就神本身啊。
That he was without father, without mother, without genealogy, because he is God himself.
好，所以这个这样刚刚符合耶稣基督正是。麦基洗德这一条这个字啊，这个等次出来的。
So this goes exactly with that Jesus Christ comes from this order of Melchizedek.
那问一个问题啊。
So let me ask you a question.
你今天也当祭司对不对
？Today we are also priests, correct?
你是按照谁的等次在做祭司的
？Whose order are we according to?
圣经上没写了哈。
And the Bible doesn't say.
但是我觉得我们是照耶稣的等次做祭司的。
But I think that we are of the order of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督让我们成为他的儿子。
Jesus Christ allowed us to become his children.
让我们成为君尊的国度、啊、君尊的祭司
so that we could become a royal priesthood.
啊，就像耶稣基督爱神爱人，我们也照样的爱神爱人。
And just as Jesus Christ loved man and loved God, then we also love man and love God.
当然，这只是做参考了哈。
Of course, this is just for your reference.
所以 这个是比较深的道理啦。
This is perhaps a little deeper.
那所以希伯来书的作者就说，我们哦，道理要进步，不要停留在一些基本的道理。
But in the book of Hebrews, he tells us, the author tells us that we should not stay at the beginning of the gospel, but we must go deeper in.
我们来读第五章。
Let's go back to chapter 5.
十一节到十四节。
Verse 11 through 14.
第五章十一节到十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 11 through 14.
论到麦基洗德，我有好些话要说，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去啊。那这个作者就说，哦，这个道理哦，你们也没有人跟你解释过，这个可能你很难了解啊。
Verse 11, he says that pretty much, that you don't have anybody to explain it to you, so it's probably a little difficult for you to understand.
十二节。
Verse 12.
看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知道还得有人将神圣园小学的开端另教导你们，并且那成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人呢？啊，十三节。
13.
还只能吃奶的。都不熟念仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。十四节。
14.
唯独长大成人，才能吃干粮。他们的心窍习念的通达，就能分辨好歹。啊，所以今天我们要长大成人了哦。
And so today we must grow up into adults.
我们不只是要了解洗礼的道理啦。
We should not just understand the reasons behind baptism.
什么按手的道理啦。
Or that's the Gospel of laying of hands.
我们要学习这个麦基洗德的道理啊。
We must also learn about this Melchizedek.
我们就能够熟悉仁义的道理。
And then so that we can become very familiar with these gospels.
我们就能够吃干粮。
And so that we can eat of solid food.
我们就可以这个心窍练习的通达。
And so that we can
第十四节啊，心窍。
So that by reason of use to have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
我猜啦，如果你不来参加讲习会哦，你这辈子大概不会在讲台上听到麦基洗德的道理。
And so I think that if you do not attend a seminar such as this, you will not normally hear about Melchizedek.
请问你以前在讲台上听过麦基洗德的做祭司的道理的，请举手。
If you have heard about Melchizedek being the high priest before, please raise your hand.
我说没有来参加讲习会了哈。
And
讲台上讲的，安息日讲的。
That you hear on a normal Sabbath service, not during a seminar.
因为这个我们很少讲啊。
Because this is something that we do not speak of often.
很难了解啊。
And it's more difficult for a normal member to understand.
所以这个作者又提到一个问题，他说第六章第一节。
And so in chapter 6 verse 1, this author raises another question.
他说我们呢要离开那个道理的开端呢。
He says that we must leave the discussion of the elementary principles.
要竭力进到完全的地步哈。
And let us go on to perfection.
所以他就在谈到说，为什么他要讲麦基洗德的道理啊
？And so he's talking about why he must talk about Melchizedek.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天呢，我们感谢主，我们也能够吃这个干粮。
And so thank God today that we are able to come and take of this solid food.
会不会太干了？这个消化不良
？Is it a little too solid that you can't digest it?
然后呢，头就开始发昏，然后心里就想睡觉。
And then you start to grow faint.And want to sleep.
Okay.
Are you?
好，那这个亚伯拉罕哦，对麦基洗德奉献十分之一啊。
And so Abraham offered up a tithe to Melchizedek.
请问有麦基洗的时候有没有亚伦啊？
And so let me ask you, when Melchizedek was around, did Aaron already exist?
亚伦出生了没有？
Was Aaron born?
还没有嘛，对不对？
Not yet.
那个圣经上讲说，这个亚伦是亚伯拉罕的后代嘛，对不对？
And so the Bible says that Aaron was a descendant of Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕跟麦基洗德奉献十分之一，就好像亚伦也对麦基洗德奉献十分之一。
And so with Abraham offering a tithe to Melchizedek, it is like Aaron offering tithe to Melchizedek.
所以他说这样比较，他是比亚伦这个等次更尊贵的祭司了。
And so when we consider this way, then Melchizedek is of a higher order of high priest than Aaron.
因为连亚伦都要透过亚伯拉罕都要奉献十分之一啊。
Because even Aaron through Abraham offered a tithe to Melchizedek.
刚信主的人哦，对奉献十分之一觉得哇，这个道理太难了。
And so sometimes for those who just believe that they think that offering tithes, this is a difficult practice.
但是哦，我觉得这是一个福气的道理。
But I think that this is a gospel of blessing.
我们要理解它，要去实行它。
And we must understand it and go and do it.
我想在 NATS 的哦，我想大家都知道这个道理了，能够懂得来参加，大家都知道这个道理。
But I think that if you are willing to take your time out to come to NATS, you all understand this.
这次布鲁克林呢， 他们特别啊，在 NAT 的最后一天呢，来主换。
And this time during this NATS, the Brooklyn Church has especially signed up to cook on the last day.
我希望他们煮好吃一点的啊。
And I hope that they cook a better meal.
啊，其实他们是要来这边跟 NATS 说谢谢的。
But they wanted to come here to NATS to say thank you.
因为呢，因为我们这些布鲁克林的同龄来到这里参加，就认识很多弟兄姐妹嘛。
Because the Brooklyn brothers and sisters who came here have come to know many of the brothers and sisters.
那我猜啦，我猜，可能哈、哦，在募捐的时候多多少少有给你写个 email 吧。
And then I'm guessing that
是个 message 吧。
In the process of looking for funds for their church, that they have
我猜啦，我不知道、
哦、messaged you. I'm guessing.
啊，所以大概很多人很关心呐、啊。
And so many people were very caring.
啊，所以布鲁克林特地来这边要说谢谢。
And so Brooklyn Church wants to come here to say thank you.
上次布鲁克林去 Queens 说谢谢，上了一头猪。
And then last time when
是不是
Brooklyn Church came to Queens Church to say thank you, they brought a pig.
不晓得他们这次会不会带来猪肉，不知道。
I don't know if they're going to pig this time.
那为什么讲这个呢？我的意思说，其实我们大家在座的很多人都懂事啊，奉献的道理了。
That many of us sitting here, we understand the gospel of the teachings of offering.
我讲这个不晓得有没有自己的 prejudice 哈，不晓得有没有自己的偏见。
And so when I say this,
做参考就好了。
I don't know if I have my own prejudice on it, so just take it as reference.
我觉得那个福建的弟兄姐妹很会奉献。
And I think that the brothers and sisters from the Fujian province know how to offer.
我不晓得是不是我的偏见，我不知道了。
And this may be my own prejudice.
他们真的很会奉献。
But they really do know
很懂得奉献的道理
了。To offer, they understand the teachings of offering.
为什么有这个感想呢
？Why do I have this feeling?
自从福建的同龄移民到阿根廷去之后，阿根廷教会就不缺钱。
And then, because after the members from Fujian migrated to Argentina, the Argentinian church no longer lacked money.
当然我知道在座很多人都很爱神啊。
And I know that many of us sitting here, we do truly love God.
不过有时候我真的会被感动呢。
But sometimes I am also very touched.
好像这次布鲁克林买会堂。
And just at this time when we were purchasing a chapel for Brooklyn.
那个美国西部有一个教会哈，他们开信徒大会。对布鲁克林教会奉献十万块美金哦。
That's in the East Coast. There was a church that
West Coast.
West Coast that had a meeting and they authorized a offering to the Brooklyn Church of $100,000.
这好像他们历史上的第二次的样子。
And I think this was the second time that they have done this.
我不敢说其他教会买会堂他们会这样做哦。
And I don't dare to say that if you need to buy a chapel that they will do this for other churches.
因为布鲁克林教会的有一个姐妹写一篇文章啊，说我们这里的孩子聚会怎么样？好冷是不是？好像在是一个没有暖气的地方聚会，大家看的都很感动、啊。
And there was a sister who had written an article about how the children, when they are in the Sabbath service, that they are very cold. And so many people were very touched by this.
大家都很想帮助了。
And so many people wanted to help.
所以三四个月当中，募集了大概100万现金哦。
And so in 3 to 4 months, they raised $1 million in cash.
因为我提到亚伯拉罕奉献11捐给麦基洗德哈。
Because I talked about how Abraham offered a tithe to Melchizedek.
我就感受到哇，真的很多弟兄姐妹很有爱心呐。
And I realized that many brothers and sisters truly have a lot of love.
我到南非去啊。
When I went to South Africa,
那个 John 也刚好在南非啊。
And then John was there at the time.
那我就说，哎，你帮我做个广告吧。
And I said,
当传道脸皮都很薄，我说你回去Irvine后，好好帮我做个广告。
And I said, when you go back to Irvine, you can advertise for me. I'm a little bit thin-skinned.
那个 John 弟兄，我们在吃饭，他就马上跟南非弟兄讲，哦，我们布鲁克林在建找买会堂。
And then so he talked about how that our church in Brooklyn was trying to buy a chapel.
那南非教会呢？马上说，我们这次灵恩布道会所有的收入，通通奉献给布鲁克林教会。
And then so the South African Church said that whatever proceeds come from this time's spiritual convocation, we will donate it all to the Brooklyn Church.
我真的很感动呢。
And I was very touched.
原来我们都是一家人。
We truly are all one family.
弟兄姐妹很多人都很有奉献的精神。
And many brothers and sisters are very good in offering.
那我们不只是要活着的时候考虑奉献十一捐呐、啊、哦。
And so when, it is not just when we are alive that we need to consider offering a tithe.
我们要学一下这个，我们哦，我一直强调说，我们哦要走哦，也要考虑奉献十一捐。
And so when we
我们要走啊，离开人间了、啊。
And as we are going to depart from this world, we must also consider tithes.
我很少讲奉献的道理，我觉得这好像传道脸皮都很薄啊，不太好意思，好像。这个在敛财吗
？And then I don't like to speak too much about offering normally because I'm a little embarrassed.
可是这个的确是祝福的道理啊。
But it really is a teaching of blessings.
那我觉得这个是好的，为什么？你看我们看到为什么中国人有一句话说富不过三代。
And then so, there's
riches will not pass the third generation.
There's this Chinese saying that says that our riches will not go beyond three generations.
因为中国人的就是亚洲人的观念，统统把财产留给后代。
Because the Chinese people, we like to leave our possessions to the next generation.
那这个有时候是害到他了。
And sometimes this really does harm our next
generation. 我觉得有两个东西，我个人呢，哈，觉得有两件东西你一定要留给你的孩子。
And so personally, I think there are two things you must leave to your children.
第一个就是神啊，信仰，你要留给你的孩子。
The first is God, your faith.
你要从小十八岁之前建立他的信仰，十八岁之后你大概只能带倒了，大概就没有机会了。
And from when they are young, before they are 18.When they turn 18, then you may not have a chance anymore.
那再来就是要留给他们教育啊。
And the second is to leave them with an education.
因为他们这是谋生的一个方法工具。
Because this is a tool for them to go through life.
他们有安定的生活，可以爱神爱人。
That they can have a stable life, so they can love God and love men.
那再来哈，财产就不一定要通通留给他们。
And then for your possessions, I don't know that you need to leave it all for them.
所以你看，在我们来到美国，无论是你看比尔盖茨、Warren Buffett， 还是这个。我也是说不出来那个 Facebook 老板的名字。
And then so whether it is Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark 呀，叫 Mark， 叫 Mark， 以后就记住了。他们都真的做很多的慈，就是把他们的钱呢奉献给他们所爱的机关呐。
That they really do a lot of a lot of work to give money to all of these charities.
如果他们没有完全的信仰，都做得到这一点哦。
And then, so if they do not have this faith, then they can do this.
Perfect faith.、
Oh. And they do not have perfect faith, then they can do this.
我们有完全的信仰，我们要更爱主耶稣基督。
If we have the perfect faith, then we should love Christ even more.
所以建议哦，我们学亚伯拉罕。
And so I suggest that we learn from Abraham.
就是要献死于捐。
And we need to offer up our tithes.
不只是活着的时候。
Not only when we are living.
走的时候也要考虑了。
But when we are departing from this world as well.
懂得把财富积攒在天国。
And to learn how to store up our treasures in heaven.
好，我们下个 slide.好，我们先来默祷。
And let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿们，休息一下。
We'll take a break.